Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
198.
198.
And this one's a little different. Damn Canadians. I blame Rob McLennan. Why is this one different, Scott?
We're coming to you from the breezy, cloud-swept shores.
The January beaches.
From the sound of Juan de Fuca.
Straight of Juan de Fuca. The sound of Puget. The island of Orcas.
Yes.
Orcas. Well, we pronounce Orcas. It Orcas, but Orcas. Same root reason. Whale.
Yeah.
Or not whales, but cetaceans in the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah. Relaxing, peaceful podcast on the shores of Beach Haven in Orcas Island, Washington.
Adirondack chairs, deck.
Yep.
Wooden pilings, looking at the gravel turning into beach, turning into water.
Yeah, boats, lots of loons.
What do you think those are, crab pots?
No, those are just buoys. Those are telling you don't go out any further, you'll die. Yeah.
Sorry if I'm sniffly. We've got the weather inversion thing going on and way too much drinking last night.
Yeah, he's got brown bottle flu, which is interesting because most of the bottles were green.
Green.
So, well. But, we're at the DG Reunicon, which is a sort of reunion get together for internal DG folks primarily, and we decided to do the podcast from a beach because when else are we going to get to do a podcast from a beach, Scott?
Not for a while. Next time I say that it be sandier and sunnier.
See, this is my kind of beach.
Oh,
I love
agree, but I'm just saying we need to do some travel.
We do need to do some travel. Maybe get to Tangiers after all. That's a bonus for all of you. That nose clearing came with a prize. Hey, there's a sea lion out there. There's two of them.
Yes, there are.
We're all up in nature and shit. This is great.
We had geese. We had ducks earlier. And now we have two.
Are seals or sea lions? I don't know the difference, really. I know that there's a classification difference. It's like, you know, crocodiles have a different mouth than alligators or whatever. They're looking at us. There.
Yeah, I hope they're coming towards us. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Get a little or.
Yeah, that's, I don't think he liked what you said, at all. Yep, they just left. They're like, no, I've had enough of this.
I think I just said fuck you and sea lion.
I think you said fuck you and sea lion. I don't know, it seemed like a valid greeting in sea tiger, at least.
Yeah, well, you know how they are.
Wait, those are fish, aren't they? I don't know. How you doing, Scott? Aside from being sniffly and...
Aside from that, I'm doing great. I didn't need any aspirin this morning, so that was good.
That's a good thing, yeah.
That's a bonus.
Yep.
This is... We came up... Andy came up Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
And we came over Friday morning.
Uh-huh.
And it's been really good to see people and get out of the city.
Yes.
And just sort of relax and not have an agenda.
And guess what? We don't really have an agenda for this podcast.
No, we
don't.
And
I love that. I freaking love that. I honestly think we should just sit back and let everyone listen to the ocean if they can hear it.
I just realized, Scott, what if they can't hear it?
Then there's been a bunch of dead air.
Oh, boy. Oh, crap. Well, if you couldn't hear that, it was delightful. Maybe we'll edit it. I don't know.
At least one of the... Now we turn the mics around. Oh, there's our sea lions.
Our sea lions. Were those making that sound?
No, they're the ducks.
The loons.
Sandpipers.
Oh, there they are. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not used to all this nature. I mean, even in Seattle, you've got a lot of nature, but this is a new level for us.
More upper close.
Yeah, last time I was here, an eagle landed right on that branch up there. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, a little scary, because, I mean, it is an eagle after all.
Yeah. They got like 12-foot wingspan, don't they?
Yeah, something like that. And then maybe 8-foot. I don't know. And then a couple of otters ran out the other day. So.
Oh, awesome. Love otters.
And Aaron was like, let's go talk to him. I was like, we ought to leave him alone. Because even in nature.
And so then did she slug you?
She did. She pushed me. So we are going to share some photos of this fantasticness, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, by the time this is up, you'll be able to see a couple. Very, very excited for today because we do have a couple of things that are happening, not for this podcast, but we'll tell you more about that as it goes.
Yeah.
Still, going to be pretty cool. I think the thing I enjoy most about Beach Haven is you have a choice to interact with or not interact with people as much as you want.
Yeah.
When we were at Fort Worden, you don't really have a choice. There's nowhere to escape to, really.
It's a huge barracks.
It is. It's a huge barracks. And you know, there's nothing wrong with being around people, for sure. But sometimes I like to not be that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool around here. We got a separate cabin. You came up on the party group thing because it was like last minute, so you had to get you're in one of the shared cabins, but the separate cabins are the way to go, man. When you come up, if we do this next year, or if maybe we just do two Bardsicon,
yeah,
where we come up and you just get a cabin, that would actually be really cool. I think we should do that.
Yeah,
I think we should do that, and we should film something.
Yes.
For kicks.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I sent you a skit idea this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, not the one we were talking about last night.
No.
Stay tuned for that. But this one's just a little stupid. I mean, it is stupid, but it's a stupid short, and I think it'd be a lot of fun to film. So.
Does it have a specific location attached?
It doesn't have a specific location. I would say the one we talked about last night has... location requirements, and an island would be a very good spot for those location requirements.
Yeah.
Gesundheit. This one, we do need a kind of, not a stately manor, but something a little bit above our two homes. Other than that, it's pretty open. I'll tell you about it. Tell you about it a little later. God, I almost want to forget about my week, but should we talk about them?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have any questions or anything.
We don't have any questions because we left them at home on purpose. Oh, so nice.
My phone is in airplane mode. I am getting no texts, no emails, nada, because I choose not to.
We are barding on the dock of the bay. It's fantastic. Well, my week was pretty lackluster. I did do two gigs on Wednesday. So if you are in the Seattle area, you will hear my voice on AM radio, potentially, shilling for the Mariners, which will be cool.
Yeah, and you did two spots for them?
I did two spots for them, and then I did one other gig. It's that pushed me over. I'm SAG now. Yay. Kind of yay, but kind of not yay. I love unions. I think I've made that pretty clear. But I love unions that have support of the towns that they're in and are able to influence the towns that they're in. And I feel like Seattle has some union representation that, you know, but the problem is the big players in Seattle. This is going to be a surprise, he said with his eyes rolling, to anyone from the Seattle area. But the fact of the matter is, Seattle is very much controlled by a couple of major interests.
Yes.
And those major interests do not want to hire union people for their stuff.
If they don't have to.
If they don't have to. Obviously, if they're going to hire, you know, Nathan Fillion to be in a Microsoft commercial, they're going to pay union fees and that's going to be fine. Or an Amazon commercial hiring Gary Busey is going to be union, but probably only have one person in it, Gary Busey. Or, you know, Boeing, all of or Alaska Airlines. These companies prefer to hire non-union. And I feel like the sort of go-to in other areas, like tier one areas, is push all of your talent to be union, and then they have no choice but to hire union. I feel like in Seattle, that needs to be sort of moved over to maybe actually lobby these companies to hire union actors instead of trying to tell the people who can't get work that it's their fault.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that. And I think that this is just one of those one size fits all sort of approaches doesn't work. Yet they're still trying to make us all fit into it.
Yeah.
So lots of angry Canadians today.
There we go. First there were two, then there were five.
Nice to get away from the noises of the city.
I really hope they're coming through on the mics, because otherwise
I know
just going to be like, what are they on?
Well, you know. There were some mushrooms growing outside the cabin.
Oh.
I ate them. I'm not a mycologist, but I think they were, I don't know.
Tasty.
The troll living under the stairs afterward told me they were fine.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Gotta believe the trolls. They know what they're talking about.
Back to YouTube. So yeah, that was essentially my week outside of working. I did get, so Stuart Hume started playing Forza, which I think I've talked a little bit about Forza. It's getting really good, and I think you might actually enjoy it, Scott. But Stuart Hume started playing, and it's really weird because the Drivatar system in Forza basically creates ghost drivers out of people on your friends list. So,
oh.
So now Stuart and I are racing each other occasionally. It's bizarre. But other than that, yeah, my big thing this week is doing a couple of gigs, which is nice. Relaxing, which is really nice. And dreading work on Monday, which sucks.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, had some rehearsals all week.
Oh, yeah.
Got cast in a show.
Nice.
That I actually had to audition for. Well, came to callbacks for, but still had to get up there and fight amongst others for the opportunity. Very excited about it. It'll be a character, I guess Lycus from Forum was kind of there, but it'll be a new character for me in a much different style.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come back to the other thing about that.
Okay.
Because I can hint fairly strongly at it. But my big accomplishment for the week was, are you ready? I finished a game.
I bet I can guess which game. Or wait, can I guess which game?
Yes, you can. And now you can play it.
Cool. I'm guessing, is it SP?
Yep.
Ah. Well, I already own it. I just haven't started playing it yet.
Oh.
So I picked it up because it was on super sale, like extreme sale, during
okay.
the January event.
Ah.
So I grabbed that. But yes, South Park, the fractured but whole.
Yes.
And how did you feel that ended? Was it pretty good? That doesn't sound great.
No. It ended great.
Okay.
It was a good ending. I just didn't realize how these games work.
Uh-huh.
Because it ended, and then there was a credit crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'll just let this play. I'm going to go make a sandwich. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the characters are talking again, and I run back to the front, and I'm like, oh, there's more story. Okay. And basically, I had one achievement that I hadn't finished.
Okay.
And now you can just go explore South Park.
Ah, yes. Yes.
And so it's just...
The Arkham City effect.
Yeah. So there's still a couple things in the game that I haven't done. I believe I've maxed out my character about as far as it can go with what I've found or built. But... yeah, I won't ruin anything for you, but the whole thing is, it's Coon and Friends.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Cartman is a raccoon superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
But the abbreviations are CAF, which I believe to the kids today means cool as fuck.
Yeah.
But Coon and Friends is, where was I going with this? Oh. There's a number of bosses and stuff that, now I can attempt to go after, but you, accrue money and one of, oh, and so then instead of Instagram, it's Coonstagram.
Wow.
And you have to go get selfies taken with people and get followers.
Dear God.
And the whole nine yards. Well, there's one guy that you can't get unless you get $5,000. I'm not quite sure how you hit the mother load.
Yeah.
Except slowly over time,
yeah,
you have to gain objects and sell them.
Okay.
And continue to gain your scraps of... There's like tech scraps, paper scraps, duct tape, glue...
okay.
And a couple other things that allow you to craft things. Oh, bolts of fabric so you can craft your own superhero costumes.
Oh, nice, nice.
But yeah, so there's a couple things left to do. I think we talked about it before. One is fight Morgan Freeman, who has 10,000 hit points. But I have defeated a 7,000 hit point character, and I think the biggest other than that was 5.
Okay.
So yeah.
Just load up on healing and...
Yep.
Look at that little bird.
And, oh, look at that.
We're being visited.
1, 2, 3, our fourth natural creature.
Our fourth natural creature. Well, if you count the gulls all as one, which I do.
Yes.
So.
But yeah, and then on the way over here, I got a call from a certain expatriated American.
Ah, I do believe I know who you are talking about, because I do.
And his company has 3 letters in it.
Mm.
Not 2.
Not 2.
But I have been...
And that company, if we're doing reverse alphabetical order, gets to go to the front of the line, usually.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Be on the lookout soon for a Kickstarter finish of money already being put up by the Canadian Broadcasting Company and another major player, if I understood things correctly. So don't quote me on all this. This is very new, very fresh, and I don't have all the details.
Right.
But I was one of the few asked to participate in an acting capacity in a new endeavor.
Yay!
So that could be really cool. It's supposed to go up in April the same time the play is. So it may be doing one or another.
well, I know which one to pick. I know which one to pick.
I do too.
Okay.
And without hesitation, when I said, well, we run the first 3 weeks of April, the direct, without hesitation, response to me was, well, maybe we can just fly you up for the 3 days.
Nice.
Midweek.
Nice.
And I was like, well, that, I would not mind that at all.
Groovy.
So.
Groovy, indeed.
Yeah, hopefully there's some new projects.
Yeah, that would be great. And hopefully we can do some new projects. This I want to put out to the listeners.
Yes.
There's going to be, I think, 3 primary listeners who are very interested in this. probably going to be Rob McLennan, Rival Guy, and James. But basically, if we, the two bards, were to start doing not tutorial videos, but instructional or educational videos about something like HDR video workflows, would that interest anybody? Because I was thinking the other day, nobody is doing this. They're keeping the secret sauce close to the chest.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically like, we know how to work in Rec 2020 color space. We know how to do HDR. We're going to put out videos in HDR, but we're not going to share that information. And I'm wondering, would anybody out there have any interest in that? And Scott, would you have any interest in actually doing something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought so. So we'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Would that be interesting to you? Would you just be happy to see HDR video from us? Do you even have HDR capable televisions? That might be a good question too, because we would probably want to loop some people in to test it.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. This crane just kicked a seagull off of a buoy in the most indignant way I've ever seen. He's like, get off. This has sparted him. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah. I just think it would be something simple we could do, because we could go out to, say, Longfellow Creek and record Scott rolling around in the mud or something and then throw that up in HDR, because the one thing that needs to be HDR is Scott rolling around in the mud.
Yeah.
We know that.
We got to feel. We need to almost smell the mud he's rolling in.
Oh, when you smell it, you realize how not mud it is.
Which Scott are you talking about?
I don't care.
Okay.
Any Scott will do. Probably the closest one, so sorry about that.
Mm. Yeah, that's okay. I'll take one for the HDR team.
Yeah, you will. I have to film it. I have no choice. I'm sorry. I've got to be behind that camera. So, what I want to test out are things like Dolby Vision, which apparently DaVinci Resolve supports encoding into. So that's really cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Now Dolby Vision. Okay. So HDR is weird.
And that stands for high definition recording?
No, it stands for high dynamic range.
Ah.
So
there you go.
Basically, most TVs have an 8-bit color space. Most modern TVs have an 8-bit color space where every individual subpixel is controlled by 8 bits of information. So red is 8 bits, blue is 8 bits, green is 8 bits. HDR requires a 10-bit color space so that you can get more nuanced color. In addition to that, it requires a peak brightness level in contrast to your darkest dark on the screen of, I think, 400 nits. Which is a substantial amount of brightness when you're talking about a full-size screen. So basically, your white has to be a substantial amount brighter than your darks. So say you're on an LED backlit TV. Your black could be at maybe 12, 13 candle feet.
Mm-hmm.
Your white would have to then be at least 412, 413 to be able to push HDR. And unfortunately, it's all metadata the TV has, so you can't just go buy a 10-bit panel and tweak it and make it work with it. You actually have to buy something that supports HDR.
Okay. So it's the whole...
It's the whole caboodle and kit. That being said, I think it'd be a lot of fun. A lot of phones support it. So the Samsung 8... I think the Pixel supports it. I know the Pixel 2 does.
Mm-hmm.
iPhones do not currently, which is weird. But, I mean, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun, but I don't want to do it if nobody wants to watch it. So let us know.
Yeah, please.
I mean, we'll still do it to figure it out, but we won't post it if nobody's interested. If you're interested, I would love to post it, maybe as a Patreon reward at first. Well, you know what we should do? We should do what Digital Foundry does, which is we'll post it to YouTube in HDR, but we'll post the source files via Patreon.
Oh, there we go.
So our backers can get the actual source files,
Which
look a hell of a lot better. YouTube compresses everything so bad. So bad. So, yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun. Any projects you want to get kicked off that are in your head, Scott? I know we have one that we've been trying to find the time to get kicked off.
Yeah.
And I know that this year you wanted to start Mr. IP in earnest.
Yes.
Have we relayed that to...
I don't think so.
I don't think we have. So let's keep it under the hat, but know that it is familiar but different.
Mm-hmm.
And it is historically comedic is what we're looking at. So
yes.
I think it could be a lot of fun. And yeah, I would like to get going with something like that as well. But yeah, I think 2018 really is going to be a year for creativity. I'm feeling more inspired already this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with everything else that's been going on, getting that creative bug or getting that creative itch scratched is super important.
Yep.
So. Well, I don't have much else to talk about, Scott.
I don't really have much else to talk about. I'm trying to think. This weekend's been...
It's just been so nice.
It's been a lot different than... Well, for one thing, it is more of a DG reunicon.
Right. Which we talked about last week, what our issues were, and it's closer to... It's definitely a good middle ground.
Yes. And especially having the separated places where... Uh-huh. Even if you're just hanging out and there's people in our cabin, we could come hang out with you and just chill and read or whatever.
Yep.
So, sorry, way more opportunities to do your own thing, do a small group thing, do a big group thing.
Yep.
And there's really no schedule unless people, you know, talk pretty much the day before, like they're doing a StarCraft or something. Game right now that
the RPG it's not StarCraft, it's but I know what you mean. Yeah, it's Star something.
Yeah.
And Maggie and Christian rolled a bunch of characters to prep for that, and they're all like level 8 or something like that. They were talking about it on the ferry over. It sounds really fun.
Oh yeah. And then tonight, which we're going to miss, there's going to be a big Nerf battle.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss that too, and I'm still gonna be here.
But it's all the adults.
I know. I'm still going to miss it. I get enough Nerf at work, dude.
You guys have Nerf at work?
Oh, God. We have so much fucking Nerf, dude.
This is the bad thing about working from home and by yourself is...
If you have Nerf at work, it's just going to annoy somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that crane's got a big
wingspan.
Just kind of bobbing out there on this buoy.
Baba buoy.
With his wings out, and it's just kind of rotating.
Yeah, well, I guess
hither and yon.
He kicked that gull off of the buoy so he could dry off. It looks like.
Yeah.
And I mean, in fairness, but the thing is, there's like 90 other buoys out there.
I was just gonna say.
He's just like, "Fuck you! I want the one you're standing on, Dick." So, that's interesting, but yeah, he's just sitting there with his wings open, drying them in the cold, wet air. Good job, stupid. Idiot. Bird.
Also, let us know how you like this NPR podcast from the two bars.
Yeah, indeed. It's not going to be the most exciting one, and we don't
the quiet.
It's this or nothing. So this is pretty much a bonus podcast, I would say, at this point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have had to say no.
It's a good podcast, and I'm really hoping that you're able to hear the nature.
Yeah. If you can hear the nature, I think it's well worth it. If you can't hear the nature. Sorry. We're close enough to Canada to say sorry, right?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, Rob.
Surrey's right over there.
Surrey's right. Actually, I think Nanaimo is like right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're facing Nanaimo. Let's go get some bars.
I know. Those are
delicious.
I can't
have them.
But I'll have yours.
Oh, you could. Yeah, that would be great. And I'll just have another steak, like usual. Oh, that would be the word of... The reunicon would probably be sous vide.
Yes.
Everybody is talking about... So Christian brought a sous vide and has been sous viding everything. Steaks, eggs, ramen. He like did a sous vide ramen thing where he puts it all in a bag and just cooks it. And then I made a joke last night to Scott about, yeah, man, it's like we live in a world where I could just order one on Amazon Prime. And he's like, no, you can. And we were like, I bet you could. So I checked. You totally can. I could have a sous vide on my doorstep waiting for me when I get home tomorrow.
Wow.
A Bluetooth one, no less, that tells you when your steak is at the right temperature.
What?
On your phone. So you can go be
you
even
can
lazier.
Go, yeah.
Yeah.
You can go play South Park's Fractured Butthole.
Yeah. And then be right in the middle of a fucking boss fight. But I guess that's the thing with sous vide, is it can't overcook.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I'm considering it. I'm not going to lie. I'm considering it.
Well, with your diet.
With my diet. That's
it
what
would
I'm saying,
be,
yeah.
It would be well worth it.
And we have that big basin sink
mm-hmm.
that sucks for everything except for bathing things, like steaks in vacuum bags.
Yeah.
So could sous vide a little, like
hope
a,
you didn't
like a
hear
nice
my stomach.
Well, sous vide a nice New York strip
mm.
with some rosemary, some fresh rosemary. Oof, yeah, yeah, that could work. That could work.
Yep.
So, well, now I'm hungry and I want to go home. I don't want to go home, but I do want to eat.
Okay. Well, shall we?
Should we sign off
fresh
with
air it?
Yeah, let's sign off with a little bit more of this wonderful sound that we hope you can hear. And if not, I guess we'll just cut it out and we'll jump right to us recording the names tomorrow because we don't got them today.
Special thanks to our Patreon patrons, Hawk Robinson, Leslie Sedlak, James Peters, Stuart Hume, Rob McLennan, Zombie Orpheus Entertainment, Gordon D. Duke, Digby Davis LLC, Casey Lee, Jay Blanken, Dougie Sharp, Todd McKimmy, Amanda Cook, Lotta Jurf, Tom Brophy, Laura Adams, James Herbert, Bo Pritchard, Tim Martin, Paula Moran, Brad Roberts, Jennifer Reifenberry, and Rival Guy.
That sound was Scott almost dying. It's a very slick deck.